All right, we'll go ahead and continue with Arizona State coach Herb Sendek. The Sun Devils are on the road at Arizona on Thursday. We'll go ahead and take questions for coach.
To ask a question, press star 1. You have a question from Trent Rosecrans, Cincinnati Inquirer.
Coach Sendek, sorry to rehash a story that you've probably talked about a million times every time you play Arizona, but you, of course, have a lot of experience with Coach Miller. And what is it about Coach Miller that has made him successful at Xavier and then Arizona, and did you kind of foresee this kind of success for him at Arizona?
Sure. You know, Sean is the complete and total package as a coach. He knows how to organize and administer a program, to run it on a daily basis. He's an excellent recruiter and strategist, and he's a very good communicator and competitor.
Thank you.
Your next question comes from the line of Bruce Pasco, Arizona Daily Star.
Hey, Coach, I was just wondering, do you kind of have a general assessment of how you guys feel about things to 4 games in the league play with a couple of good wins, a couple of tough losses? How has it been, and anything surprised you so far?
Yeah, I mean, you know, just like pretty much the majority of our conference, we're just battling, you know. The conference games around the country are extremely competitive. There's certainly no easy games, and, you know, we were fortunate to win a couple. And you know, and unfortunate enough to drop a couple.
And I want to ask you too: How would you say you know, midway through the season now, have things changed with Jermaine in there and some of the new pieces you've added with the way you had Jahi? Has that affected Jahi's role at all, or you know,
his role has remained really very consistent. You know, we're still doing a lot of the same kind of things. With him and for him.
Okay, and he's been a little bit of a shooting slump lately. Is there anything to that, or is it just one of those things you go through? Or
I think it's one of those things that even great players go through. It's rare where someone plays great every single game of their career, you know?
Okay. Great, thanks.
Okay, thank you.
Your next question comes from Ryan Karch, the Orange County Register.
Hey, Coach, you got a chance to see Zach LaVine this last week, and I'm sure you've seen some of the other talented freshmen this year. How did Zach kind of fit into that? I know there's been such hype about the year of the freshman, quote-unquote, this year. How did you see Zach kind of fit into that in the experience you had last week?
I think Zach is an extraordinary talent. I was blown away by his talent and skill level. You know, he's long and he's athletic. He moves fluidly. He shoots the ball exceptionally well with range, with a quick release. I was extremely impressed with Zach.
Do you think, you know, obviously there's been so much media hype about freshmen, especially this year, and it seems like that's only been picking up in the last few years. Do you think that maybe the idea of playing experience over talent has kind of, it is a little bit more of an archaic concept now, or is that just media hype kind of hyping up these young players especially?
I don't think it's archaic, because I think there's still great value in experience. I mean, mm-hmm. The older guys in our league are formidable, and they're really good players. I mean, you look at guys like C.J. Wilcox at Washington. You know, you look at some of the older players in our league, like Roberto Nelson at Oregon State. I can keep listing them just as easily as you can. Those guys are really, really good players, and they're formidable. But we also have each year a select few newcomers that can step in and play right away, like LaVine or an Aaron Gordon, and do a great job.
Thanks, Coach.
Your next question comes from Bud Withers, Seattle Times.
Herb, when you look at Arizona, how much of their proficiency has to do with just the sheer size?
I think that's a real asset for them. I think it helps them on both ends of the floor. And most significantly, it makes them a great rebounding team. I don't think they've been out-rebounded at all this season.
When you go to face a team like that, is the size sort of accentuated from the standpoint of, you know, maybe you haven't been facing as much size as you're going to face in a game like that?
Well, I mean, not everybody does have Arizona State size, and you certainly can't simulate it in practice. And so it is rather unique. We're fresh off of playing UCLA, who happens to also have very good length and size. So, you know, there's not many teams with their length, though, obviously.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right, that'll do it. Herb, thanks for your time. Good luck this week.
Okay, thanks, guys.
All right, we'll see you.